Chapter 3. Monday. Aetherfled discovers the answer. I've got it! I woke up in the middle of the night and I understood everything, exclaimed Aetherfled when she saw her friends. She did not even say hello. What did you understand? Samantha and Natalia were getting out of the car. Samantha was studying dentistry in Canterbury, and Natalia was taking a degree in modern languages there. I know who's got the trophy. It's easy. It's logical. You just have to think. I've been waiting for you two all day. I need your boat.
My what?
Samantha answered, surprised. Your boat. We're going to get the trophy. My parents' boat is what you mean. I have to study. I've got my last exam this Thursday.
That means you've got another 2 days.
And do you know how much I've got to revise?
I thought you were a good student. You should study all year and not leave it until the last week.
Even I know that, Aetherfled laughed.
And you say I'm a bad friend?
Stop complaining and get the boat.
Be quick, because your mum and dad will come home soon. If they catch you, you'll be in trouble.
Aetherfled stuck her tongue out at Samantha. It was early evening, but the air was warm. The boat moved silently along the river. The girls could hear the sound of birds in the long grass and the plop of fish jumping out of the water.
If we walk, Scroogey will see us, Aetherfled told them.
She explained her idea. You see, it's simple. The trophy falls into the water.
You know the current is very strong. Well, the trophy moves down the river and Scroogey picks it up in his nets.
Scroogey puts nets into the river?
That's illegal, exclaimed Natalia.